And that's where we thank the World Service and Park Company as we rattle the shutters up on the new day here at Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Monday the 30th of December. I'm Lisa Costello and Simon King is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you very shortly. After that, Farming Today takes us to a newly created salt marsh on the Otter Estuary in Devon. That's at 6:15. But first, let's look to a new series starting next weekend.
From BBC Radio 4, this is What Seriously? I'm Dara O'Brien.
And I'm Izzy Sutty. And in our new series, we're bringing you short stories and tall tales.
Tortoises are valued for their endurance and resistance to radiation. These heroes in a half shell became the first Earth creatures to fly round the moon.
What Seriously? Is packed with real-life strange but true stories and provides you with excellent social ammo to impress your friends.
The twist is we don't know how each story unfolds and we'll have to figure it out one fragment at a time with our special guests who each have a mysterious connection to the tale.
Join us for What Seriously?
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts on Saturday night at 11.
Now let's get straight to Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Thank you, Lisa. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 30th of December. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low, 80 miles west of Rockall, 1006, moves quickly eastwards and loses its identity by midnight tonight. New low, expected 100 miles east of Rockall, 991, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zero, south at Zero. Mainly northerly, 3 to 5, becoming easterly, 5 to 7 later in southwest Viking. Rain or sleet at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and fourth, becoming mainly east or northeast 4 to 6 later, then cyclonic 6 or 7 later. Rain at times later, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later in German Bight, fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later in North Fitzroy. Showers, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea, Shannon. Southwest 6 to gale 8, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malham. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 4 or 5, becoming mainly east 6 or 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, South East Iceland. Mainly easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fair Isle and Faroes. Rain or sleet at times in South Fair Isle, sleet and snow showers elsewhere, good, occasionally poor, light icing in South East Iceland. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, southwest 7, rain 1 mile, 1009, falling. Stornoway, northwest 2, rain 3 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lerwick, north 2, 24 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 6, 27 miles, 1011, now rising. Bridlington, southwest by west 4, 1020, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 11 miles, 1029. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,029. Jersey, South 3, 12 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest 3, more than 27 miles, 1,030. Scilly Automatic, Southwest by West 3, slight drizzle, 6 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Valentia, Southwest 4, 19 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, Southwest 6, 16 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Manin Head, Southwest 7, 7 miles, 1,013, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. It will turn more unsettled as strong winds and gales or severe gales develop in the north and outbreaks of rain with snow expected in the far north. High pressure will decline across the southern areas, but a good deal of fair weather is expected and winds will remain lighter through today, but increase strong tomorrow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Mainly east 3 to 5, backing northeast 4 to 6, veering southeast 7 or gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain, snow at times later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, occasionally very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest 4 to 6, then east later, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 5 to 7, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6 later, fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north, moderate, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Horn Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, showers, good. Great Horn Head to the Mall of Galloway. Southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, mainly in north. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 5 or 6 for a time, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. Southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardenburg and Point. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, then southwesterly 7 or gale 8 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ida Merkin Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming easterly 5 to 7 later, then cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in far north. Occasional rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Northerly or northeasterly, occasionally backing northwesterly in east, 4 to 6. Veering easterly, 6 or 7 later. Wintry showers, sleet or snow later in south, good occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 30th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. The 39th President of the United States, the Democrat Jimmy Carter, has died. He was 100 years old. South Korea's acting president has ordered an emergency inspection of the country's airline operations system after a plane crash which killed 179 people. In business, owners of cryptocurrency have been warned to be vigilant amid thefts and scams as the values of digital currencies hit an all-time high. And in sport, the world darts number one, Luke Humphreys, has been knocked out of the fourth round of the World Championship in London. The former US President, Jimmy Carter, has died at the age of 100. Mr. Carter, a Democrat, was elected in 1977, offering a new face for a country still haunted by Watergate and the Vietnam War. His time in office was defined by diplomatic success in the Middle East, where he was instrumental in negotiating a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. But at home, he was hampered by a struggling economy and he failed to secure a second term. After his presidency, Jimmy Carter forged a career as an international statesman and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. In 2011, he spoke to the BBC's Andrew Marr Show about his legacy.
I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars. During my term of office, we had many challenges from the Soviet Union, from other sources, but we had peace as a priority, and we maintained the peace for our own country and brought it to other people as well. And the other one was the insistence on the application of human rights as a foundation for democracy and freedom.
President Joe Biden led tributes to Mr. Carter. He said his friend had embodied the most fundamental human values of honesty and character.
What I find extraordinary about Jimmy Carter, though, is that millions of people all around the world, all over the world, feel they lost a friend as well, even though they never met him. And that's because Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
Donald Trump said Americans owed Mr. Carter a debt of gratitude. King Charles described his great sadness at the news, while the Prime Minister praised Mr. Carter's decades of public service. South Korea's acting president, Choi Sung-mok, has ordered an emergency safety inspection of the country's entire airline operations system after a plane crash which killed all but two of the 181 people on board. In